Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Officials in Tampa are calling Milton the storm of the century. Nearly 6 million people in western Florida are under mandatory evacuation orders.
This is a storm that is expected to be of historic proportion.
But I urge everyone in Hurricane Milton's path to follow all safety instructions as we head to the next 24 hours. It's a matter of literally a matter of life and death.
We start on the week in Philly with Hurricane Milton, which devastated much of Florida. While the storm did not threaten our area, we saw people from here head down to Florida to try and help. And prior to the storm, they came here trying to escape Milton. KYW's Tim Jimenez is here now with more. And Tim, let's start with the folks that went down to Florida. Who are we talking about? Who were these first responders that headed down after the storm hit?
Yeah, Matt, we're talking about a group of four Red Cross volunteers from southeastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They took two disaster relief vans with them. They left the Center City Red Cross building on Thursday. One of those volunteers is Marty Westerman.
We'll do what we can for the folks in Florida. The good news is that these vehicles and these people that drive the vehicles, we're able to get supplies right to the folks that need it.
So food, water, shampoo, shaving kits, different items that they may be without, that these people who went through this disaster, the stuff that they may be without. And you know, all that stuff was not in the vans when these volunteers left. The plan was to get to a Red Cross supply station in Florida, load up, and then get out into these communities.
This is really amazing, but I guess for these folks, this almost becomes routine?
Yeah, and on a local level, these are the same types of folks who go out when there are fires and they help people maybe at some of the shelters that are set up, or they go on scene. Some of the volunteers we spoke with, this is not their first rodeo when it comes to helping out with hurricane relief. One of the volunteers, Diane, she just helped out with Hurricane Helene in North Carolina. She actually didn't go to North Carolina. She did what was called a virtual deployment.
Where I've been working to help reunite people with their loved ones. On the redcross.org website, there's a special reunification area that they could click on and say, hey, I'm calling about someone in North Carolina, or I'm calling about someone in Georgia. We receive those calls, and then we use whatever methods are available to us at that point in time to see if we can find the individual and put that individual back in touch with the person looking for them.
And now, though, she is on the ground in Florida for Milton, and she was actually there in Florida a couple years back for Hurricane Ian.
We're helping them to see that there is hope. They are on the road to a better place than they are in that very moment. We're able to give them comfort and to know that we're there for them.
So how long are these folks preparing to stay, or is this open-ended depending upon what they need to do down there?
Well, Matt, it's a two-week deployment. There is a chance it could go longer, maybe by a week or so, for these volunteers, if necessary. But the idea is to get them home as scheduled, because these can be a grueling 2 weeks with 12, maybe 16-hour days sometimes. And they could be sleeping in shelters themselves and maybe even in the vans. The volunteers we spoke with, they have pillows and sleeping bags with them just in case.
So this was after the storm. Prior to the storm, I know you spent some time at the airport talking to people who were trying to evacuate from Florida. Who did you talk to trying to find safe haven up this way?
Well, some of the folks I talked to, they were coming in from Jacksonville, actually. And now in some cases, one guy, for example, he did have a house. He does have a house in Jacksonville. He also has a home here, so he decided it was best, even though Jacksonville wasn't going to get directly hit, it was best for him to just come here to the Philadelphia area. Another person I talked to is Barb Learin. She is a Jacksonville resident. She wasn't leaving because of the storm. This was something that was planned a long time ago, a trip to Atlantic City with some friends, but she described what it was like back home. Barb says a lot of people made their way to Jacksonville to get out of harm's way, even those who aren't usually rattled.
They're hardcore Floridians that are saying, oh, this is much to do about nothing. But now they're kind of going, wait a minute, I think we have to go. And then with all the traffic and all the people from Tampa are coming to Jacksonville, and all the gas stations are running out of gas in Jacksonville. They're running out of food, so because everyone's heading north, you know.
And I talked to another couple also that flew into Philly for a wedding, so they weren't dodging the hurricane. But since they won't be home, friends of theirs, Matt, who live in Tampa, they were actually staying at their place in Jacksonville to stay safe.
All right, KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us. Thank you very much. When we come back on The Week in Philly, we will tell you how we are still dealing with some ripple effects from Hurricane Helene. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!